Virginia is ending its pandemic-related early release of state inmates. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
So far, more than 2,000 state inmates have been released early due to the coronavirus pandemic in Virginia. But with vaccinations on the rise and the number of COVID-19 cases falling, the Department of Corrections' power to release inmates early is coming to an end.
Thursday, July 1st, that's when the Department of Corrections' authority to release offenders early during the pandemic expires. The state says that of what it calls responsible inmates released early, more than 1,300 have been let go from DOC facilities and nearly 800 more from local jails. The DOC says it considers multiple factors when reviewing offenders eligible for early release, including the type of offense committed, medical condition, and risk of recidivism. It also says plans are underway to once again allow visitors back into DOC facilities. Matt Small, WTOP News.
When coronavirus ran through Virginia prisons, the Corrections Department granted early release to more than 2,000 inmates, but its power to do that is about to end.
With vaccinations on the rise and the number of COVID-19 cases falling, the Department of Corrections' authority to let offenders out early due to the pandemic ends on Thursday, July 1st. Of what it calls responsible inmates released early, the state says more than 1,300 have been let go from DOC facilities, nearly 800 more from local jails. The type of offense committed, an inmate's medical condition, and risk of recidivism are some of the factors Virginia says it uses when considering offenders eligible for early release. The DOC says plans are underway to once again allow visitors back into its facilities as well. Matt Small, WTOP News.
From baseball to the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.